For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The woman who tossed a powdery substance in the halls of the Illinois Capitol last month is not facing any charges. Prosecutors in Springfield on Friday announced that they are not filing charges in the case. Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser said the woman was tossing salt and that there's no evidence that she was intending to cause alarm or disturb the peace. The woman caused a two-hour-long lockdown at the State House as lawmakers were getting ready for a budget vote. Also, Illinois' top lawmakers say they're on the same page when it comes to paying for schools in the state. Now it's time for rank-and-file lawmakers to follow. The Illinois General Assembly returns to work today, and lawmakers are expected to start the process of approving a new plan to pay for schools. But there are still some possible stumbling blocks. Republicans may not like the hundreds of millions of dollars that will head to Chicago schools, while Democrats are expected to have issues with the scholarship tax credit included in the plan. For more local news, visit our website at EffinghamRadio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Legislative leaders met for hours Sunday evening to pound out what they called the finer points of an education funding formula. Not everyone is happy with the deal. Democrats and unions are up in arms over a proposed private school scholarship program that would give a 75-cent on the dollar tax write-off for donations to a scholarship for private schools. They're calling it a backdoor school voucher program. Conservative Republicans from the Chicago suburbs are on the fence about reportedly giving Chicago a bailout amounting to billions of dollars over the next 10 years. But House Minority Leader Jim Durkin said Sunday night that they've got enough votes on board to move forward Monday.
I can't speak for Mr. Madigan, but our caucus is we're prepared to take the votes.
The leaders are scheduled to meet at 9 a.m. and the House convenes at 11. I'm Cole Lauterbach.